no injury worries. Hopefully Ronan Boyce will make it. That's not 100% yet, but he's been doing bits and pieces, so tomorrow, if he gets through tomorrow, then he could be in a better place. But until we get through, until we find out how he gets through tomorrow, we won't know his reaction to today. It's been a frustrating old week. We felt we'd done enough in that game to at least get a point in the end. There was things that we felt we'd done really well for long periods, and we were absolutely kicking ourselves at the goals we conceded. It's no secret we want to try and strengthen. Do we have pen to paper at this stage? No, definitely not. There's lots of conversations going on. There's lots of work going on behind the scenes, but unfortunately not in a position to say anything concrete. I definitely think there's work for us to be done. I definitely think that I know I'm the type of person, type of manager, where what goes on in-house stays in-house, and that's probably not what the press or the fans want to hear, but you have to have respect for the players. And they're a really, I've been saying this all along, they're a really good bunch of boys and they deserve that respect. We make no bones about this, and we certainly won't apologise for it. We're here for one reason, and that's to bring success to Derry City Football Club. The success of any team, and you just talked about Rovers, is that competition for places and understanding that if you don't perform, there's someone equally as good to take your place. And what we've probably found over the last couple of weeks, without having a natural right back in there, that it's been kind of putting square pegs in round holes, and that's not healthy. So that's definitely an area that we're looking to strengthen. Definitely a game we're looking forward to. I have been to Daly Mount before for at games, and the atmosphere is superb. We know how influential the crowd can be and how they can get behind the team. It's probably our job to make sure that we don't give them an opportunity to get behind them and drag them through games. So there's no doubt it's a game we're relishing. And as far as our away form, I think the big thing that we need to do as a group is now start to find some consistency. We felt like we were really getting there, and Friday night has set us back a little bit, but like most things now, that's not something that we're going to shy away from and sweep under the carpet, and it didn't happen. It very much happened, and there's things, as I said, we looked at which were very, very good in the game. There was things that we looked at that weren't so good in the game, and to find that real consistency and be in a position to really get closer to the Rovers of this world, there's lots of things we need to do better.